Welcome to Pluralsight's Meet the Author podcast, where every week we have the opportunity to chat with our authors about their latest course releases and get a behind-the-scenes commentary on current technology. This is all brought to you by Pluralsight, hardcore developer training.
Hi, this is Fritz Onion. I'm here today speaking with James Kovacs about his new course, Git Fundamentals. James is a technical evangelist for JetBrains. He's passionate in sharing his knowledge about OO, solid, TDD, BDD, testing, object relational mapping, dependency injection, refactoring, continuous integration, and other technologies related. He blogs at codebetter.com and is a technical contributor here. He writes articles for MSDN Magazine and Code Magazine and is a frequent speaker at conferences and user groups. He's also the creator of Sake, a PowerShell-based build automation tool intended to save developers from XML hell. Thanks for joining me today, James.
Thanks for having me, Fritz.
So this new course on Git, I have to say, first of all, that our development team here at Pluralsight recently transitioned from SVN to Git, and your course came out at a really opportune time because as they jumped into starting to use it, they all had your course as a resource and it made the transition much simpler. So I, first of all, wanted to thank you for that, getting the course in there at that time.
Oh, my pleasure.
So the course, let me just outline it briefly for the listeners here. You start with an introduction to Git, talk about working locally and then working remotely, and then you get into some basic core functionality, which includes working with Git to do branching and merging and rebasing. Now, before we dive into some of the details of the course, I thought it'd be nice to start with a bit of history. We've had so many source control tools show up, sort of appear in the last several years. I'd like to hear a little bit about the history of where Git came from and how it got to where it is today.
Well, where it actually came from was from Linus Torvalds. He's the creator of Git. He's also the creator of Linux. And for many years, Linux used the BitKeeper system, which is a commercial DVCS, or distributed version control system. And there were some questions raised around using a commercial system to build an open source product. There was also a bit of a falling out where BitKeeper decided to not provide free licenses of their product to Linux core current team members, so it made collaboration more difficult. So back in 2005, Linus actually came out with the first prototype of Git, and it's gradually grown over time since then.
Great. That's a classic, brilliant computer scientist move to, if you have a problem that someone else is causing, you just go write your code and fix it yourself, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so that's where Git came from, and you mentioned that it's a distributed source control system. Why don't we try to clarify that up a little bit too? So, what is the key difference between a system like Git, which we categorize as distributed source control, contrasted with something like SVN or even traditional SourceSafe, which is more centralized?
With a centralized version control system, you've got a central server which acts as the source of truth. All of your version history is stored in that central database, and you'll typically check out one working copy at a time. So it'll be a particular branch or the trunk, but you only have that one version. With a DVCS, you actually have a full copy of the entire source history on each node, whether that be a server or an individual client computer, and this allows you to create some interesting topologies. You can still use it in the centralized sense where you, when you make your changes, you push those changes back up to the central, but you can have hierarchical models where you basically stage changes up. Maybe the graphics driver team works, or the graphics driver subsystem team commits to one repository, and when they've got a stable version, they then roll up their changes and commit it to the Linux core. That's actually how Linux is developed. They have these lower level repositories that are each of the subsystems, the graphic subsystem, the file subsystem, the kernel, and then those are rolled up into the sort of official source. So it gives you a lot of variety of options. You can also very easily connect to another developer's local Git repository and pull changes, so you can share some ideas between each other without actually having to commit to the official source. It gives you the options for different topologies and different ways of working.
Hmm. Yeah, one of the things developers here at Pluralsight noticed very quickly was it does encourage people to experiment more, whereas in the past, if you wanted to create a separate branch and deviate from the core, that was a major decision. But with Git, that's much less of a decision. Is that your experience as well?
Oh, absolutely. So one thing that you'll commonly do is you will pull from the central repository, and you will create a local branch, a feature branch, where you'll do your work. You will pull in other developers' changes into that feature branch, and then eventually merge that back into the master, and then push all those changes back up, so now it's visible to everybody. But the nice thing about it, compared to working on a centralized system, is that you're always under version control. You don't go for days at a time with files checked out, but you can't commit because the feature's not done. It'll break the CI server, and because the tests aren't passing because you're doing a major refactoring. It allows you to work under version control at all times. It also means that if you go down a path that just really doesn't work, it's very simple to just throw it away and get back to a known stable state. So you have a lot more confidence when you're working to do interesting things because you're always under source control.
Yeah, it is very powerful. And the other thing they commented to me on, by the way, was how incredibly fast it is to commit changes locally, that you don't have to sort of wait for that network traffic to go on, and you just commit your local changes, and it takes literally milliseconds.
Oh, absolutely. It's all really local file system changes. Unless you are pulling from a remote or pushing to a remote, everything is local. So you can all of a sudden do other interesting things, which are a bit more advanced, and I didn't get a chance to cover in my course, but things like what's known as the Git bisect course. Mercurial, another DVZS, also has this feature. But what you can do is you can have Git, if you've discovered a bug in your software, you can have Git search through the entire source control history to determine where that bug was introduced. And if you have a script to reproduce it, you can actually have it all automated. So it'll just troll through. It uses a bisecting tree algorithm. So it starts at a known good and a known bad, and it just starts winnowing it down, going, okay, the one in the middle, is it good or bad, and does a binary search through your entire source control history. Doing something like that in Subversion or TFS would just be too time consuming because you're pulling all these changes down off a remote server.
That's fascinating. Let's talk a little bit about tooling. Something that's rather unique about this particular course that you produced for us is you don't stick to a single platform. You actually show some examples running on a Macintosh. You show some running on Windows. And we know the original Git was designed for Linux, so I'm sure it works really well there. What is the tooling like for different platforms, and then sort of what is your experience in each?
Git works very well across all the different platforms. Linux is obviously very well supported, and the Mac being a Unix-style operating system, a POSIX operating system, also works very well there. Windows support is improving. It's actually quite good, and I've used it on many projects very successfully. Easiest way to do this is through the msysgit project. And there's a number of... the one thing I focused on in the course was the core tooling, using the command line, because if you understand the core concepts that Git is exposing, then if you want to use visual tooling, if you want to use tooling that's bundled into your integrated development environment, or if you want to use a Windows shell extension, there are still those options, but you understand the fundamental concepts which allow you to use Git efficiently.
Excellent. And I know you didn't have a chance to mention in the course the release of GitHub for Windows, but that is something that's out there that people want to know. Is that right?
That's right. So GitHub for Windows is actually built on top of msysgit, as well as a number of other projects, and it kind of bundles them all together and makes them work well together. The reason I didn't mention it in the course is because they released it on the final day of my editing. I'd already recorded all the material about a week before, and I was just in the midst of editing the final cut of the material when they released it. And I was like, okay, I've already got most of this course uploaded to Pluralsight. I guess I'll have to mention it on the next go around.
Sounds good. Well, we mentioned it here, so hopefully people will go search it out if they watch your course. Excellent. Well, if anyone out there is looking to try out Git as a source control system, this course by James Kovacs is your ticket in. So check it out, and thanks very much for speaking with me today, James.
Thanks a lot, Fritz.
Thanks for listening. This course is available as part of our online training library, packed with courses on the latest technology. To view this course or any of our other videos, visit Pluralsight.com. There you can sign up for a subscription to meet your training needs or open a free trial account to get started. Hardcore developer training starts now at Pluralsight.com.